topic of the Upshot, Opryville Disc Golf's podcast about the latest in the disc golf world. I am the publisher, Charlie Eisenhood. Joining me is Josh Mansfield. Josh, happy Thanksgiving, my friend. I hope you had a great long weekend. How are you?
I'm doing well. I didn't get the chance to watch a lot of football on Thanksgiving. I kind of slept through most of the games. But in the evening, I actually was talking with my uncles about disc golf and just like how much it's grown, and was telling them about Worlds and James Conrad's shot. And they're both traditional golfers. And they were like, we have to see this. So I ended up, we watched the back nine of Worlds on Thanksgiving night.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it was good.
What was their take?
They thought it was incredible. They were surprised at how much how serious it was and the payouts. When I told them, you know, James won 16 grand from just payout, they were really impressed with that number. And they understood the gravity of the shot a little bit and kind of the playoff implication. And you know, I said after he hit that, like, it went to a sudden death playoff, and they thought that was awesome. And I mean, when Paul McBeth's disc hit and skipped OB in the playoff, my uncle goes, oh my goodness, I can't believe he messed up that. So it was, I mean, wow. He was pretty engaged in it. It was fun.
You mentioning this makes me remember being there and watching this happen. That was the craziest thing that I've experienced this entire year. And it's been a weird year with like a lot of stuff going on, and we got the Omicron coming around. But you know what? That was something else. That was really something else. Like, everybody should just stop right now, pause the podcast, go watch the clip real quick. And just being there and feeling the energy of the, you know, couple thousand people who are there in the stands and the guys with the flags and the whole thing. What an unbelievable moment. We talked for like 2 hours after that with listeners on Twitter. And everybody was just like, I woke up my entire family. I can't go to sleep. It's 3 a.m. Like, what a crazy thing, man. Wow. What a moment. We're going to go back to that for years and years and years to come.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I saw a comment on Facebook that someone said, you know, everyone loves to hate on Paul McBeth until you start talking to your family about disc golf. And then you use his salary as your, you know, justification about how disc golf's a real thing.
100%.
I was like, that is so true. And
even the haters.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Because when you're like, oh, yeah, he's got a $10 million. I did it Thanksgiving. I was like, yeah, this guy, Paul McBeth, 10-year, $10 million contract. Like, without a doubt. And so this is the shot then when people are like, disc golf, what's so cool about that? You're like, okay, all right, hold on. Let me pull this up real quick.
Let me just show you this clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the thing, you know, until there's some like iconic movie made about disc golf, which may be far in the future, you know, obviously Paige Pierce has the documentary coming out. I hope it's awesome. But, you know, it's the kind of thing that, you know, you want to have somebody who's got huge budgets, you know, millions of dollar budget to make this movie or whatever. That will be the thing that you want to show people to like help them understand. Like what it's all about. Like any even casual sports fan can appreciate that moment.
Yes.
So I give thanks for that as being a part of the year. I don't scream when stuff happens. Like when I'm out working and I screamed for that one. That was something else, man. So a nice Thanksgiving, by the way. Did you enjoy your time with family and friends or whoever you spent it with?
I did. Yeah. Got to see some family. My aunt and uncle from Alaska came down.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that they were down for the Thanksgiving. So that was good. Yeah. It was a good time. How about you? What did you do for Thanksgiving? You were with family, right?
Yeah. Did the full thing. Felt totally normal. Yeah. It was awesome.
Nice.
Great to be back in the swing of things, the holidays. So let's get to some stuff. We didn't get a chance last week to talk about some very spicy news coming out as players change teams in what is lovingly referred to as silly season by many in the industry. And before we get to that, though, I just want to talk about, you know, we just had Black Friday, you know, today. We're recording this late Monday, tail end of Cyber Monday. And, you know, of course, that means everybody's rolling out all the deals, discounts, da 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 da. I have to say, Josh, it was, and perhaps I shouldn't be surprised by this, But I felt it was a pretty disappointing overall year for deals in disc golf. It feels like the prices have gone up so much in the last year that the deals now aren't discounted even beyond the prices that you got like 2 years ago on like regular retail price. It's like misprint premium plastic disc, $19. And you're like, misprint? $19? What? So I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting thing. I'm sure people still got a chance to buy some stuff, but I didn't feel like there was that like, wow, blowout deal opportunity sitting out there waiting for you.
Yeah, I agree. I felt like there was a lot more hype, and I know there's always hype around this, but more hype than usual around misprint boxes and mystery boxes. Discmania coming out with a new mold, the MD1, I believe, and selling their mystery box for the first months of the season on Black Friday. I know that MVP's Gyropalooza boxes arrived a week to 2 weeks before, and then Innova did a misprint tour series box, and those things are all the rage. And I think there was a drop over the weekend, but I mean, those felt bigger than the Black Friday or Cyber Monday deals. The one exception I will say, it seemed like Infinite Discs did some premium released or premium stamped discs. So not huge deals, but just pretty,
cool new product.
Yeah, exactly. And those broke the website the night of Black Friday. Yeah. So it looks like Infinite had a pretty successful Black Friday. Other than that, though, I agree with you in terms of MVP black hole discs or baskets were $50 off.
That's a solid deal. That was always the time to buy the baskets.
Yes. I think
the time is, you know, you're going to get the best deals of the year on a basket. If you want like a nice metal basket, that's the time to do it. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to get into this sponsor switch news. So let's dig in and let's start right at the top with the big ticket item that happened right before or right after we recorded our shows last week. And that was Matt Oram leaving Prodigy, heading to Westside Discs on a 2-year deal. And this actually got leaked, quote unquote leaked,
leaked.
Yeah. In the thank you appreciation post on Instagram that Prodigy put out saying, you know, thank you so much, Matty O, hashtag Roll Tide. We wish you all the best with your new endeavors with Westside Discs before, of course, Oram or Westside had announced it. They've since deleted that post, interestingly enough. Let's talk about the Oram thing in one sec. What do you make of Prodigy putting this in? Was this an unintentional oversight? Was this a snipe on the way out the door? How do you look at that?
I have to think it's an unintentional oversight. I mean, Matty O is end of his contract. The writing felt like it was on the wall that Matty O was going to go somewhere else. That, granted, I think you said that you thought he might stay at Prodigy.
I said he could stay there.
But I felt like Matty O was the most logical choice to move of anybody else in this season.
I agree with that.
I mean, high profile, not quite making the big bucks because he's on a really deep MPO team. It was on the wall that he was going to be getting something good somewhere else. I don't see this as being an intentional dig at either Westside or Matty O. But man, it was a faux pas. Like, what a bad mistake.
What? People were pissed.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you're probably right, but this is not done. You don't see this happen.
Mm-mm.
The appreciation post, thank you. Oh, you know, everybody pretending like everybody's super friendly and happy about it when everyone's actually really mad. That happens.
Yes.
Right? We've seen that. We've seen that a bunch of times over the last couple of years. Nobody puts where they're headed in the thank you post. It doesn't happen.
No.
They deleted it, right? So that tells you what you need to know. They know it was a mistake, or they were convinced it was a mistake. The question is, why was it in there in the first place?
That's a good question.
It just, you got to think, if you're sitting down to write that post,
mm-hmm.
and you make the choice to put that in there, you know they haven't announced it yet. You know that part of the whole thing, and Prodigy, you know, they're the first ones to like do the big video, you know, Kevin Jones in the warehouse throwing the putt. Oh, crazy. They know that that's a big marketing opportunity and moment, mm-hmm. and they put it in there. I don't know. I'm pretty skeptical, man. I feel like that was, it's not a move that should be happening. And the fact that they deleted it tells you what you need to know.
Yeah. Well, and I, my first gut was like, there's no way this is intentional. But here's the other thing that now you're making me, here's our next conspiracy theory. Ready? We're full of them here on the Upshot.
I'm ready.
It makes no sense to ever wish your outgoing player good luck at their next company by name. It's free advertising. I've never seen that before. Ever. Like,
doesn't
ever.
Happen.
Because it's free advertising. I'm pretty sure, didn't they even like tag at Westside Discs on?
I don't think so.
Did they not?
Of course,
okay.
I can't go back and look. I know
there are screenshots elsewhere.
It.
I know there are some, but yeah. Anyway, regardless, you don't say where they're going because that's not the point of your post. The point of your post is to be the gracious team that says thank you, that you know is grateful for what they had, but recognizes that this is just the world of disc golf. But you never are like my favorite player in the NFL is Von Miller, recently traded to the Los Angeles Rams. Broke my heart. Denver Broncos didn't say like, go Chargers, like good luck. Hope you break the sack record. Like they're like, thank you for what you did for Denver. We'll miss you.
And when he comes back to play there, when it's Rams at Broncos, they're gonna do the, you know, the video board thing.
Yes. But you don't go Rams, like hope you win the Super Bowl. Like good luck at
it was weird, Josh. Weird. It was tucked into what was otherwise a perfectly reasonable, mm-hmm. kind, you know, thank you. Like the whole thing was really nicely done, except that, and it made it weird.
People were mad. People were very upset about that.
You can
that.
Understand it. Oh, you can understand it. Because again, it's not like the Prodigy people don't know that part of the like whole thing is the buzz of the big announcement.
Oh yeah. And that's like, if you are Westside, you have to think you're making the video, you're getting the discs ready with the Matteo stamp, with the fedora. You messaged me in the, or sent in the Discord, the Matteo Nico harps. So, you know, you're getting the discs ready. You're going to do a video of Matteo flipping the fedora and then a disc popping up in front and like with the big announcement.
I want the like follow through shot with his sunglasses flying off his face
and catching him and then that's catching the one, him after. Man, that's yes. The one. So, I mean, all that now, that hype feels a little bit like someone let the air out of the balloon.
They robbed it of them a little bit. Yeah, it's a Bush League move. It really is. Whether it was intentional or not, who can say? But it raised eyebrows. It raised eyebrows. Let's talk about the actual move itself. Very interesting. Keep in mind, okay, so for folks who maybe aren't super in the know, the trilogy, as is discussed, right? This is Latitude 64, Dynamic Discs, and Westside. So Latitude 64, European-based manufacturer, they make all of the discs for Dynamic Discs and Westside. Mm-hmm. Westside, a couple of years ago, was bought in a joint venture by Dynamic Discs and Latitude 64. Again, Dynamic Discs themselves are manufactured by Latitude 64, the same way Discmania's discs are manufactured by Latitude 64.
Some of their line.
Correct.
The Evolution Thank line, you. I think. Is
some of their line, most of the new discs that they're making, it's in the Discmania factory, which just happens to be across the street from the Latitude 64 factory. We can connect the dots there. So Trilogy, L64, DD, Westside, they basically work in some kind of consortium type thing where players who are sponsored by those companies can throw discs from the other brands within that house, and it's often referred to as trilogy. So mm-hmm. if you're wondering what's going on with all that and why this is going and why this is interesting, we're going to get to that now. So Manowar joins Nicolò Castro as a very notable top player, but one who is like a little bit different, right? Matty O is a little bit different. He's not Ricky. He's not Kevin Jones. He's kind of this different personality, different vibe, a lot like Nico. And they're both really good top 15 disc golfers in the world. And they will be together on this Westside team. And it's kind of just an interesting thing. And here's why I find it so fascinating. The signal this tells me, Josh, DD is making that call to sign Matty O to Westside and not to Dynamic Discs. Mm-hmm. Now, we know they just did the deal with Gavin Rathbun at DD. Gavin Rathbun's a nice player. He could be better than Matty O someday. It's plausible. I mean, the trajectory we've seen him on. But Matt Oram would immediately be the best player on Dynamic Discs had they put him on DD, which is, I think, pretty clearly the bigger brand. I mean, I don't know their sales numbers, but it's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
It can't even be close.
Because DD has the marketing arm outside of pros. The online tutorials, the tournaments,
in a massive scale.
Massive.
They
podcasts.
Run DO.
Massive
They're
scale.
Hosting worlds. Like,
so
it's just a different beast.
It makes... you would think that their top player... There's no way they're going to ship their top player to Westside.
That is exactly what I'm getting to.
Yes.
There's no way that they're not signing somebody else bigger than Matty O mm-hmm. for DD. That it just doesn't make any other sense.
Right?
There's no way it's possible that they're not signing somebody better than Matty O for DD.
Yeah.
So who could it be? Because we thought Matty O was the guy, right? That was the target offseason person. Now, you might say it could be Kevin Jones, right? We don't know. Where's Kevin Jones' situation? Well, they're releasing brand new Kevin Jones discs. All the rumors are that Kevin Jones has re-signed with Prodigy, and that would make sense, right? If Prodigy was going to make a decision about where to push the chips, they push them at Kevin Jones and not at Matt Oram.
Right.
I think you got to understand that. Kevin Jones, incredibly marketable. Hmm. Has shown higher highs, has been more consistently on tour, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So the question is, who are they going to go get? Because they got to be getting somebody. This is what this tells me.
Do you think it is? And I think here's what this also tells me. Because I had speculated before, maybe Missy is their big splash.
Right? Sure.
Pulling someone from Discraft. Player just comes off winning two majors. I did the air quotes, don't worry. Two majors. Missy would be a huge splash for DD. But if you sign Missy, there's no reason not to sign Matty O as well with DD, right? Which means it's got to be an MPO player.
I would think so. So let's look at the list. Okay.
All right.
Here are the players rated at or above Matt Oram. Chris Dickerson, Calvin Heimberg, Paul McBeth, Eagle McMahon, Ricky Wysocki. That's the list. You could put, Adam Hammes maybe in this category because he's in the 1040s.
Okay.
He's also won Elite Series events. I don't know that Matt Oram's ever won an Elite Series event.
Okay. And isn't Adam Hammes up?
Up in what sense?
His contract's up.
I think he is.
We were talking about this.
That could be somebody, but and I guess the question is, would you see Adam Hammes as a bigger star than Matt Oram?
If Matty O, because our speculation was that Matty O signs with a big sponsor, gets the big paycheck, and then goes on tour full time. If Matty O says, I'm still doing my half tour or three quarters tour thing, I'm not going
to
be
planning to be on tour.
He is.
Yeah. And we're trying to get him on the show as soon as possible. He's traveling right now, so we hope to have him on and ask these exact questions. But, so look at the list, right? So Dickerson, pretty sure he's on long-term with Prodigy right now. Heimberg is under contract with Innova for another year. McBeth is Discraft forever. until he's not, just like with Inova. No, but I mean, Macbeth, he's not going anywhere. No. McMahon just re-signed last season with Discmania after being courted by DD.
Yep.
And Ricky's under contract with Inova
for through like 2023. 2 more years. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So either somebody's breaking a contract, or it's Hamas, or I don't know what else. There isn't anything else. Who else could it be? It's
is there a European that would be
Klein. I mean, I don't think it's Kevin Jones, but maybe. Other than that, you start to get down, and it's too. You're it's you know Nate Sexton. No, Nate Sexton's not leaving Inova. He owns a money printing machine in California that makes Firebirds. So I don't know, man. This is it's a very interesting situation because that's the most interesting thing about this to me. Yeah. Matt Oram was going to get a new deal somewhere, whether it was at Prodigy or with, you know, in this case, Westside, and he was going to make a lot more money because mm-hmm. he's a 1040 plus rated player. There are not very many of those. There are seven. Okay, so he was going to get paid. But Westside is a very sort of surprising destination. But it makes him in a very intriguing, like, little brand to me. I don't know.
I mean,
they're going to do some drops and sell a bunch of discs, I think.
That has to be the big thing. Because, like, I mean, it'd be really easy to say, oh, he's going to Westside. Like, that's not, why not one of the big names in the sport? But if Nico and Matty O start winning, I guess Westside becomes a big name in the sport. Like, and because they sell lots of discs and, you know, and this is something I had someone mention to me. I mentioned like the big five or like big five companies right now. And I listed MVP and someone was like, it's funny to hear you say MVP because pre-James Conrad Worlds, no one says MVP. Nope. And I'm like, you're totally right. And so right now, no one says Westside. Matty O wins Worlds and Nico wins USDGC. You probably start hearing about Westside.
And it's so much of it is marketing. Like,
oh yeah.
And just like public perception, which doesn't necessarily match up with sales numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, Paul Macbeth leaves Inova. And like, clearly Paul Macbeth has had a very positive sales impact on Discraft. I don't think anybody can deny that. And it's probably took a little chunk out of Inova, but like Inova's still the biggest company in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably will be for some time, even if their market share is shrinking. It's just, and when Discraft was down bad after everybody left for Prodigy back in the early 2010s, everyone was like, oh, Discraft is dead. And they did more sales the year after they lost everybody than they had the year when they had everybody. And who knows? Maybe the sport's changing. Maybe it's going to be more driven by who's the star player. But I still think at the end of the day, companies are probably better off focusing on getting the big box store contracts and focusing on their e-commerce through Amazon and stuff than they are signing the hot named player. Because like, yeah, you're going to sell 5,000 discs on a drop and it's going to be awesome. But like, that's still just 5,000 discs. And when your Dick's Sporting Goods comes calling and they want 50,000 discs, you know, like, yeah, you're selling those at really rock bottom wholesale prices, but still, like, that's a lot of volume. So,
well, and the other thing I think you mentioned that's really important is that this is not a zero sum game in the sense that in order for Westside to gain people who purchase discs, Inova has to lose, right? Because
in this case, Prodigy.
Or in this case, Prodigy, because one, the sport is growing, right? It's going to continue to grow, which means, yes, Prodigy may get a smaller market share in terms of relative percentage of how much they capture, but their gross sales aren't going to go down.
It's clearly rising tide lifts all boats right now.
Yes. And so that's one thing. And number two is loyal disc golf fans, people through Inova because of Macbeth, didn't stop throwing Inova because he went over to Discraft. They probably just picked up a few new molds that they stuck in their bag. They probably still throw the T-Bird 3, but now throw a Hades as well.
There probably are people out there who literally switch their whole bag. But I think that you're generally right.
I think generally this is the case. And so I think that's the case with Prodigy. Like someone who throws, I don't even know what Matteo's signature disc is.
And that's a problem, right? That's why I love Prodigy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
there were too many, big dogs at Prodigy.
There were. So good for Matteo. Yeah. I'm excited for him. I will buy a Matteo Tour Series disc as long as it is fun and reflects Matteo's personality in some way. If it is just shows a guy throwing a disc, sorry, West Side, you missed out on an opportunity. I don't want
it. Yeah, you got to lean into the personality. If you got two guys like that.
You got to. I would buy a disc that leans into that personality.
What if they end up on the same card and then are sniping at each other? Matteo's like calling time on Nico.
I'm just imagining the outfits.
Yeah.
Imagine the outfits of those two together on a lead card. Matteo in the fedora with the glasses and Nico in the cheetah print joggers.
Question for you. We've talked about this before on the Upshot a couple years ago when they first did the match, which is the one-on-one skins or match play golf tournament with, you know, huge money on the line and big television event. So they did Tiger and Phil many years ago. And then just this past weekend, they did.
Yes, I followed this.
Okay, so I did. You watch?
I didn't watch, but I was like kind of keeping up with social media updates and talk about it and like the clout around it.
So this year's match was Brooks Koepka versus Bryson DeChambeau. Brooks Koepka wiped the floor with Bryson. And they've had like a little bit of a snipey thing going on. There was the
little bit. I don't know if I'd say a little bit.
There was the clip of Brooks like rolling his eyes after Bryson said something while he was in the middle of an interview. My question is, who do you want to see in the match of disc golf? By the way, like DGN should definitely do this.
I agree. I want to see Nico.
Really? Interesting.
And either, I think, Nico and Drew.
Interesting.
And the reason I say that is because I'm looking for high profile drama. I'm going to level with you. I want that personality clash. And Nico has, with his time and 30-second rule, and Drew is someone who I feel like is and has called out. What was his name? It's slipping my head. Prodigy 15, Gannon Burr.
Oh yeah, right.
Called Gannon Burr on the time violation. Like if anybody is going to call Nico on it, I think it would be Drew.
Well, and I could see that being a little some sparks. They both have good trash talky type vibes that I think are kind of required for this format.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, I think you're overthinking it a little bit. I mean, I still think the answer is Ricky and Paul.
I still think
the answer is Ricky and Paul. The question is, would they be like, would they get into it or would they be too serious? That's what you have to
wonder. I think they'd be too serious.
Because Tiger and Phil did it 15 years after their prime.
Right.
And so it was kind of like, you know, they were chumming it up and they were talking crap. But like you could tell that there was like mutual respect and sort of admiration at that point. Like I think Ricky and Paul still really just genuinely dislike each other and would be extremely competitive about the whole thing, which could be really good. Could they have fun with it? I don't know. I mean, that's the risk. But those are the guys that you would want to see do it. Maybe we have to wait another 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know. And the other tricky part is like, I mean, I don't know, because I just imagine them going back and talking with their caddies and, you know, not worrying about it. And just because we expected more trash talker, like gamesmanship in the match play championship, and it didn't happen. It
didn't really happen.
It did in the interviews, but I just think, that right now, so much of disc golf is brand dependent, right? Bryson DeChambeau does not care what people think of him right now, right? That guy's got so much money and he's going to have so much money for as long as he plays golf. Ricky and Paul still care about that brand management and that image management. And I don't see an advantage to them doing this.
That's why you got to put $1 million up for grabs.
Right. But then at that point, they just take it as serious as a regular tournament. Right. So like that's the problem is like you can't make them care enough about it without creating the kind of financial situation that ruins what you want. Right. Right. But I think that a Drew Nico would be who are a little bit more volatile at times would be you'd get something out of.
All right. People should email in upshotultiworld.com. Who would you want to see in a disc golf the match? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more hot stove, a bunch of other player movement. Stay with us. The Upshot is presented by Pound Disc Golf, makers of the best bags in the sport. Pound guarantees all of their packs against defects in materials and workmanship for the lifetime of every pack. That's right, lifetime warranty. That's the kind of commitment they have to making a great disc golf bag. Go to PoundDiscGolf.com to learn more about their great options. Welcome back to The Upshot. So Matt Oram was not the only player on the move. Matt Bell is out at DGA, even though he signed a three-year deal before the 2020 season. So he was in year two of three this year. They break the contract early. He has not yet announced where he's headed. But this gets to, like, when I think about this dynamic disc situation and the likelihood that they're going to get a presumably a big name player on the team, I'm starting to wonder if these contracts are like meaningless. Like they announce a certain number of years, even though it's actually 1 year with a 1 year option or like 2 years with an option. Like they're not announcing the options, or maybe players just say, I want out and the companies let them leave. But I'm starting to feel like these numbers of years and guarantee, I'm like, what is actually on the dotted line here if you're seeing people leave early? But interesting, you know, Matt Bell, one of the world's best putters, on the move.
I think Penrose, company that sponsors Drew Gibson's putter, would be brilliant to pick up Matt Bell just for putters. That's it. That's because Matt Bell, I mean, he had a couple good finishes, a couple top 10 finishes.
I got to just remind you once again, and I know it's weird. The EV7 is the brand. The Penrose is the disc.
I thought I said that last time, and so I tried to flip it in my head.
you flipped it twice.
Dang it.
But anyway, yes, EV7, go on.
EV7 should sponsor Matt Bell's putter, because having someone like that, you know, if you're like top putter of the pro tour, putting with our gateway putters,
wizard,
there you go, gateway. Does this mean we're never going to see Matt Bell fold up a putter and throw it like a baseball again? I'm gonna be really disappointed if that's the case. But
So that's Matt Bell. We'll see where he ends up. Greg Barsby re-signs with Innova on a three-year deal. He's just been rocking it at Innova for so long. I mean, I think he was sort of an interesting off-season target. But, You know, it's one of those peanut butter and jelly situations where it's like you don't really see them leaving. But then again, no one ever saw Macbeth leaving. So you never know in this business. But Barsby's back. He's going to be throwing the Eagles. The Innova fans are pumped. And, you know, I think that's just it just makes sense.
Barsby may be the exception to my earlier statement. If Barsby went to another company, Innova would lose followers and customers. The Barsbarians are too loyal.
I honestly wonder, like, I wish we could see the sales numbers for all of these players and just look at the list. Like, who's actually moving plastic? I think we could guess the top guys, but the middle tier guys like Barsby, I don't know. Great guy, though. And then Cole Redolin, the young kid, he is not returning to Discraft, so he's out there testing the market. And you know, I think it's smart for these young players to like try to get themselves a decent deal while the market is as hot as it is right now. And you know, he's still not a household name, but he's certainly showed some flashes and could be one of those next big things. It's certainly worth a company taking a flyer and throwing some money his way.
Well, I think like you mentioned, not only is this perfect timing because the market is hot, but it's also got a lot of big names under contract. And so even though there are some people who are moving under contract, it's not like you have the same kind of public, like, I don't know, like last season with how crazy everything was. And so names like Coles or Gavin Rathbun have the ability to try and reach potential sponsors because they just aren't quite as occupied with trying to grab every big player that's no longer on contract. So it seems like a perfect season for people like that. Like Casey White, for example, if he's looking to upgrade. Those are people who I see as being really good targets and as players, really good options right now to try and go elsewhere if they're interested.
Interesting times. It's already been a much more interesting offseason than I anticipated, given the number of people who are under long-term deals. Now I'm thinking, okay, well, these long-term contracts that we expected to mean that things would be calm, it's not calm. The players are trading themselves. So we'll see what happens with the rest of this. We hope you'll join us for our subscriber bonus segment. It will be out on Wednesday, as always. And we're going to be talking about giving some advice to beginner disc golfers. It's not so long ago that Josh and I were beginner disc golfers. And I think that, you know, while I'm never going to be a 1,000 rated, you know, professional level player, I think I have some very sensible, pragmatic tips for beginners. And I know Josh does as well. So we'll be talking about that. We hope you join us there. It's less than $4 a month to subscribe at discgolf.ultiworld.com/subscribe. While I'm on the topic, later this month, we're going to be doing some extra special holiday season subscriber events. We're going to do a live chat with me and Josh in the UltiWorld Disc Golf Discord, which you get access to when you become a subscriber, where we just, you know, great conversation all week long about, you know, disc golf stuff. And I think it gets better all the time. I can't wait to see what happens in 2022. Some big changes in store for the website, which we'll get to soon. And we're also probably going to do a little Among Us night. Is that right, Josh? Came up with this. You must be a great Among Us player.
I'm a terrible Among Us player, actually. But it's something that I have extended family that live. I mean, my wife's family. She has 5 siblings. They're from Helena, Montana, all the way down to Provo, Utah. And so Sunday nights, we don't do it as much anymore, but especially during the pandemic, every Sunday night, we jump on and we play Among Us.
A lot of Among Us during the pandemic, too.
Yeah. So I think, you know, we already have Discord. So if you're a subscriber, you have access to our Discord. So we're going to set up some Among Us rooms. And Charlie, I believe you've got UltiWorld stamped or Upshot stamped discs. I'm not sure which one.
I do. I don't have Upshot ones yet. I do have UltiWorld ones.
Okay. So UltiWorld stamp discs that we're going to be giving out to some imposters who win in Among Us. So get your practice in because later this month we're going to be hosting an event. Details will come, but become a subscriber if you want to come play Among Us with us. We'll be setting up a couple rooms to play.
Discgolf.ultiworld.com/subscribe. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to be doing another mailbag episode very soon. And we've got our roundtable episodes coming up. We'll have more details on those very soon. We're working on scheduling them right now and looking forward to this month of December coming up. And I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. We will talk to you on Thursday, unless you're a subscriber, in which case we'll talk to you tomorrow.